So this is a story about an oft-overlooked quality that I think every teacher needs to have. I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Bulgaria. I taught English. And in the Peace Corps, when you first go in the Peace Corps, you get in the country, you're really excited, and you're gonna teach all these kids. But the first thing you need to do is you need to learn the language. Because you speak English, the kids speak Bulgarian. So the first couple days, I'm learning the language. I'm learning how to say, I am Matt. And I say that over and over again. I'm practicing all the language. And I think I'm doing pretty good. And then a couple days in, one of the Bulgarian language trainers pulls me aside. And she's kind of serious. Bulgarians are always kind of serious. and so she pulls me aside. She sits me down. She says, so Matt, how are you doing? I'm like, I'm doing great. I'm doing good. Everything's going really well. She has this look on her face like she has a topic that she wants to bring up, but she doesn't quite know how to bring it up in a way that is not completely weird, that what might seem weird to me or that's going to freak me out. So eventually she gets around to it, and she, with a slight smirk on her face, she says, Matt, your last name. So my last name is Purdy. She says, your last name in Bulgarian means fart. I'm going to be teaching elementary and middle school students. And after that, I completely understood the problem that I was facing, that I was up against. And I said, well, what am I going to do? I can't be Mr. Fart in front of 30 Bulgarian kids for 2 years. I'm going home, you know? But luckily, she had an idea. And her idea was, okay, here's the thing. Your last name is Purdy, but with a little tweak, with a little adjustment, you could be Matt Party. Which to my ears sounds like instead of Matt Fart, you're Matt Furt. But apparently, she thought that was a good idea. And it was. Because for 2 years, I went and taught in the Bulgarian education system as Matt Furt to my ears, and not a kid said a thing, not a word. I got away with it. I actually told them that my actual name, and it was like a revelation for them, and they just could not stop saying my actual name, and it reverberated through the halls of the school. and then I left Bulgaria and came back here. So the moral of the story is, if you're any of you future teachers out there, make sure you got a good last name, because it makes all the difference, I guarantee you. All right.